Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so yesterday, the Dolphins traded Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and a late draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick and another late draft pick. And Raheem Mostert was none too pleased about it. He says, hot take, be a pro bowler on the Dolphins, get treated like shit. Happy for my guys, though. Go ball out. Is that true, Dell? You treat your pro bowlers like shit?
I know Raheem's not talking. After making a pro bowl and getting paid, he went on to fumble.
Not paid enough.
He went on the fumble multiple times in key situations for a team who was out there starting quarterback. And we're like, you know what? We're going to need you. When the defense is playing well, we're going to need you not to fumble because we're not going to score a lot of points. And then he proceeds to fumble and lost his status because he kept fumbling. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Jalen Ramsey just got an extension in a previous offseason. So he got paid. He just didn't want to be there anymore. And the Dolphins decided, we appreciate your efforts, Jonnu, but you signed a deal. We're not giving you more money. And that's how it played out. And then they traded him. He wanted out. They traded him. He got money. So what's the big deal?
Well,
Jalen got what he wanted.
Treat him like shit.
Jonnu got what he wanted.
I don't know why y'all treat
Raheem
like
got his money. So why is he so upset?
Treat your stars good. Can't you
by
you
paying them?
Pro Bowl,
pay them
and
all.
The next year you get cut?
You mean by paying them?
Next year you get
pay
traded?
Pay them more than you're paying
well,
them.
Don't fumble in key spots, and you don't get cut.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works.
Man,
you're running back.
Omar,
don't fumble.
Omar Khan is busy this offseason. Got a lot of stuff going on. Love the Jalen Ramsey for them and the Jonnu Smith. And you guys were put in a position where you kind of – I like the comeback of Minkah Fitzpatrick.
You love if he does acquiring a 31-year-old cornerback?
Yeah, for them. I mean, not long-term, but right now he's tied to an Aaron Rodgers contract, basically. They're giving Aaron Rodgers a chance to win this year. That's really what that is. That's why, I mean, in the long term, it's a better deal for Miami in the long term, because Jalen Ramsey is going to cost you money, and he might be a 2-year player over there. We'll see. And then Jonnu's fine. Like, he's okay.
Yeah, he had his best year last year. We'll see if
I think he benefited from that offense. He ain't getting that.
Yeah, I don't think.
And I got news for you. Aaron Rodgers historically does not throw up a bunch of tight ends anyway.
Yeah, so the Steelers now have two tight ends who don't block.
That's good.
Yeah, but he catches balls.
Well, we'll see. He's in Arthur Smith's offense, and Arthur Smith had him in Tennessee. He wasn't a giant pass catcher. He's more of a gimmick guy, so we'll see how Arthur Smith uses him in Pittsburgh.
Yes, actually, at the end of the year, he's a pretty good fantasy guy. We'll see what he is with Aaron Rodgers. Another trade yesterday, the Dallas Wings traded Nelissa Smith, who is dating teammate DeJounte Carter, to the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, this is heartbreaking.
Should you, I mean, that's not good for team morale,
you know,
when you trade girlfriends.
This is what could have happened. What if
don't do it.
Los Angeles had traded for Wendy and you had to stay here? They traded for Wendy, like, we want Wendy to come. We do not want John to come.
Right.
And well, then you could have, this could have been
the situation.
Probably
the case anyway.
Why did Dell, I don't know if that was in my ear on the radio, say,
well,
don't do it. What did he think
was coming?
He thought
I was going to make a Josh Christopher.
Yeah, I didn't, want you to.
I see. I see.
Don't do it, he said.
I was thinking.
What was the first thing I thought of? Josh.
Well, I know what you were thinking of. That's why I said don't do it.
Well, I didn't do it.
I'm glad, but you still referenced it anyway.
Well, I just, because you told me not to do it. The first thing I thought of was Josh Christopher and how that made
me feel. Well, we know Jalen got traded after confirming he's confirmed he's in a relationship and has a child. But he got traded, and I guess Drea will be heading to Phoenix with him. Because normally, your significant other isn't on your own team. So when you get traded, you don't get separated from that person unless it's the WNBA. That is particularly a woman sports thing, right? Because we're not going to have, at least I don't think so, openly gay teammates in men's sports. It's just not how we roll.
Right.
So it seems like a specific to women sports thing, and it's happened before.
We're much more accepting of female gay teammates.
Yes, I don't know how an NFL locker room would deal with two wide receivers dating. So you're looking at you laughing at the mere suggestion.
It might be a problem.
I'm not going to name any names because that would be unfair, but let's just say two Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers were dating, and then one got traded. How would that work out in our world?
I'm not even going to say it.
See? We don't have to name names.
We have a filter.
We can just add the hypothetical.
Right.
Pick a sport. Doesn't matter. Whatever men's sports you want to use. Oh, look. I mean, since it's basketball, man, trouble in Milwaukee. They traded this guy's boyfriend away.
I'm not going to even say it. I'm not going to say it. 713-780-3776 is the number. And then did you happen to see the post about D'Angelo Russell being picked as being signed by Dallas, or in this case, Dalliers?
No. I did see his contract is like, I remember when D'Angelo Russell used to be considered a good player.
Yeah, apparently
he was bad last year.
I know.
Chris Haynes posted a picture of D'Angelo Russell with a Dalliers jersey on.
That edit didn't go well? He didn't get the right edit?
That's clearly
jersey.
AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, because AI makes weird.
Yeah.
AI's got some things that you can recognize as not good, yeah.
It was a rough day for Chris Haynes. He also reported initially that Jake LaRavia signed with the Kings when he actually signed with the Lakers. So he and Shams reported that, Shams at the same time.
Somebody else had Jake LaRavius had his comments to OnlyFans.
It was Angel Reese. He was apparently hacked. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. He said it was hacked, but he said some real – well, he said he was hacked.
Yeah.
But it was really, really – she had there was a picture of her in a thong laying on her stomach.
It was aggressive, man.
And he was very aggressive.
The comments
and
from the
Angel
account.
Reese's brother is on the Lakers.
Well, he can explain. Is that the brother who just got signed and they showed a picture of them holding a basketball and a blooming onion? Was that real? Was that picture real? It was the two of them holding a basketball.
That sounds like AI.
Like to celebrate. I don't know if the picture, like if it's positioned as a picture being old and they pulled it to show that these two, their brother and sister, but it was them holding a basketball, sitting down, and the basketball was placed on the blooming onion. I don't know why, if that's fake, why they chose the blooming onion as the platform for that ball.
They're not Australian.
I don't know why they'd be in an Outback Steakhouse holding a basketball and they placed it on the blooming onion. I don't know. I just saw that.
You don't know.
Jake LaRavia will have to, if he hasn't already, once he gets there. Hey, once again, I was hacked. That wasn't me. I wasn't saying I wanted to do stuff to your sister.
He's going to have to. He's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Tough look.
Yeah, right.
Well, although
it was some ugly stuff.
Yeah,
too,
although
by the way.
Brother isn't like a real roster player, is he? He's like a G League guy, two way guy, something like
probably.
That.
LaRavia
probably won't have to run into him, right?
No, he's a camp guy. He's absolutely going
to
run it.
Well, if he makes it through the G League, I mean the Summer League, LaRavia won't have to see. LaRavia's like, get rid of this guy. I don't have to deal with that awkwardness.
Yeah.
I'm under contract.
Girl, stop.
No.
Let's make sure he doesn't make it out of Summer League camp.
Yep. All right, let's get Keith in here. Hey, Keith.
He hung up.
Oh, Keith hung up. All right, then let's take a break on time. I was going to just go over for Keith, but I'm not anymore. Sorry, Keith. Beat it. Here's the deal right now. Instead, I'm going to talk about GimmeTheVin.com. I'm going to talk about $25,000 a month that John Clay Wolf is giving away. GimmeTheVin.com, already the best place to sell your car. Even better, with the GimmeTheVin.com Big Cash Giveaway, GimmeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to the website, GimmeTheVIN.com. So not only do you get the most for your vehicle, but you got a chance at $25,000. 1,000 chances, okay, that'll go in the hopper. Whether it's your daily driver, your pickup truck, SUV, minivan, supercar, exotic, say goodbye to dealing with dealerships and private sale tire kickers and get a true buy offer on your car, for your car. Just go to GimmeTheVIN.com. You put in your license plate or your VIN number. It's easier to put in your license plate, a lot less numbers. And it'll get you an offer in minutes that is well above any dealer quote. You can go to one of their pickup locations or they'll come to you. Easy, it's fast. GimmeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't talked about Dorian Finney-Smith in a while now. Okay, the Rockets acquire Dorian Finney-Smith. Well, they sign him. 4-year, $53 million deal. They also signed Cliff Capella to a 3-year, $21 million deal. It could be a sign that there's still another big move in the making. We'll see. Or let's go to war. Let's go.
Remember, they cannot trade anyone they just signed. Yeah. Not until signed, right. Whatever the deadline is. So
the guys they've extended.
Or it could be Steven Adams can't play back to backs. Clint Capella can. Yeah. And Clint Capella's just good. They have the money, and Clint Capella's good depth is good.
Yep.
You know, it's just a good insurance policy for when Steven, if there's any more injuries with Steven Adams or any other front court player.
Yep.
You know, could be just that simple.
Yep. That's the end for Jock Landale.
Yep.
That's it for him. But that was over anyway. We see some of his comments that, you know, it was politics why he didn't play. Did you see that interview?
Yeah, we played it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We play, remember, but then at the end he goes,
he cleaned it up.
Steven Adams was better than me.
He'll have to get traded. He's still under contract. Currently the Rockets are going to have more than the 15 during the season they can have. They can have as many as 21 during the offseason, so there's no rush to trade Landale, but there's a lot of money devoted to the center position, so he's likely gone. And where they stand roster-wise, Cam Whitmore likely goes in a trade as well because –
yeah,
they're going to look to have, at this point, maybe 15, 16 guys on the roster, or 16, 17 guys on the roster right now. So they're going to have to trim that down a little bit. So those are the two likely guys.
It's so funny, the numbers for Jay Sean and Jeff Green. I mean, Aaron Holiday, I understand. You need some depth at guard now. You need a little depth at guard. And he's a good defensive player. And he came in and he actually did stuff last year. For the most part, I mean, Jay Sean did come in and he contributed a couple of games. Jeff Green, a couple of games. I mean, it's just amazing that you're spending that much money on guys that are, at best, fringe guys. So, and especially at Jeff's age. I mean, he must mean something in the locker room that Ime really likes or whatever the case may be. But, or they're going to be trade pieces. I don't know. We'll see.
So
I don't know what kind of value they have.
In the NBA, players who sign new contracts become trade eligible after a period of time, which varies depending on the type of contract. Generally, free agents who sign new deals cannot be traded for the later of 3 months or December 15th, depending on when they sign it. So in this case, all these players would be December 15th. But that's,
right.
I mean, so that's into the season. When you would be able to make a deal like that. So, you know, I will tell you, sure. Now, if the Clint Capella is a sign and trade.
He is.
So that is different.
They're going to send the Hawks a second round pick to get this done. A pick swap. Pick swap in 2031 plus cash to help the deal get done. So it'll be finalized at some point. It will be a sign and trade.
Can you trade your own free agents, though? Like,
No, they have to be under contract.
So Jeff Green couldn't be moved.
Unless he agrees to a sign and trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He would have to agree to that.
But these deals have not been officially done yet anyway, have they?
No, well, they can't be officially done to the 6th, I think.
There's some things that look a little suspicious. Adding Capella was immediately, huh. And then when you added Dorian Finney-Smith, I loved the pickup, but immediately I thought Atari Eason, and I thought, huh. This is kind of interesting because you just added Jabbar, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. There's just looks like a little bit of replication there, but that's fine. You just wing players, you know, it doesn't matter.
Can't have enough good players.
No, and that's probably what it is, but I could also see, like, Jabari was not a free agent. You just gave him an extension. Jabari could get moved, theoretically. Alperin obviously can be moved. Anybody who's given an extension can be moved. The free agents, you cannot move them right now. So
right.
There could be something in the works. I don't know. It just, some of the moves look a little weird.
Maybe they're done with Landale, so they wanted a better backup. That's why Capella's here.
And I think that's what it is. More than likely, they want to collect the best talent they can on their roster. They can fade any kind of injury, and they've got a variety of lineups they can throw at teams right
and
now. Right now, they look really good.
Finney-Smith is a bigger version of Dylan Brooks. Your wing spacing shooting type.
Longer.
Yeah, he's older too, but yeah. So if we're taking them at face value for what they've done, of course, your primary score, a much better version, KD for Jalen.
Well,
DFS for Dylan as your wing defender. Probably brings a little less greediness, but whatever. He's a bigger player. And then, of course, Capella in for Landale because it seems like he's likely to get traded.
Yeah, when you look at it like that, I would say the Rockets have upgraded.
The Rockets value wingspan. Their wingspan is increased this offseason. Kevin Durant's wingspan, Dorian Smith's, Finney-Smith's wingspan, Tari, Amen, Steven Adams, they have wingspan, man. And that's passing lanes. That's going to lead to a lot of tip balls, a lot of steals, their wingspan. So Lance is getting popcorn all over the microphone today, Dale.
Nope.
Yeah, it's
none.
Just great.
There's none.
Well, you didn't know the last time you were leaving stuff until it was over.
You're fine. Yeah. There's none.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, for whatever reason, today he decided popcorn would be better.
Well, because Joe didn't bring donuts, so he had to deal with popcorn. If Joe brought in donuts, he would eat donuts instead.
Yeah, that's true.
You never bring anything. John at least will bring some sugo. I'll make.
Yeah, you make. Never bring anything.
What do you make?
You don't bring anything to the table.
What do you make?
I had Bun bring in some stuff.
Oh, so you had someone else bring
it. People bring
food. Oh, you make people bring in food. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Why would I bring in food?
What have you brought in or had anybody?
Nothing, and I never will.
Okay.
Then don't complain.
That's just
don't complain about you leaving food on the microphone?
No, don't complain about bringing stuff in.
I wasn't complaining about bringing stuff in. I was complaining about you leaving remnants on the microphone.
Bad person.
I'm not a bad person. I just set a standard. You're not getting food from me. That's my standard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You just take and, pop. Take and take and take.
Sorry.
Skinny Pop is a delightful
You're right.
treat.
I'm selfish.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be a giver, that's fine. I don't know if you know how the world works.
Server.
It's not the best way. Giving is not the best way to go about this world that we live in. You take.
Wow.
And take again.
Well, that's why you won't be in the next world, okay? You just take and take and take.
If it exists.
We're going to heaven. Yeah, it exists. It exists. You, not so much.
No, I exist right now.
No, you just take and take.
Heaven on earth, that's what they say. Don't live your life for the afterlife.
I do both.
Create heaven on earth.
I do both, okay.
Well, you're my hell, so I don't know if it's both.
Coors Light existence, and then
what is he going to do in the afterlife when he can't drink beer?
What are you talking about? Yes, I can.
When Coors Light isn't...
You think my heaven doesn't include Coors Light?
So you're the belief that everyone has their own individual heaven.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right.
I grew up with, hey, not everyone's going to get the paved gold road. Some of us are going to have to work up there. That was the lesson I got. Depending on how good you are in this world depends on what type of life you're going to live up there.
That's why I'm going to get everything I want up there.
If you believe so.
Yeah.
I don't. Let's see. Because St. Peter, right, will be a bit of a judge at the gates, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Will he say, spin around, let's see what you look like from the back, like you do to people down here?
Oh, no.
You don't know. You don't know.
Spin around, John.
Will St. Peter deem you attractive enough to give you the good life?
I think so.
He'll make you work up there?
Yeah, I think so.
John,
I don't think they're going to like some of the things you're saying on the radio.
John, I heard a couple of things you said about women's guilt or innocence is based on their looks.
Yeah.
We're going to have you dig some ditches, at least for the first week or two.
You don't know St. Peter how he judges women.
I feel like he doesn't.
Whoa.
Back in the day, they used to judge him a lot harsher than that.
I feel like he doesn't.
Back in the day, women were judged a lot harsher than that.
Well, when you ascend to where he ascended, he's ascended. Yeah. I imagine some of that stuff goes away.
Well,
and
maybe.
This is why I got the popcorn.
You don't know.
I'm just sitting here listening.
Is suggesting that the patriarchy still exists up there.
I don't know. You don't know how Jesus and Peter judge.
He's saying Jesus doesn't like women as much.
That's what it sounds like.
And he loved women.
Where's Wendy? Oh, at work.
Mary Magdalene? He loved Mary Magdalene. Okay? Jesus loved being with sinners, as a matter of fact. You think a doctor wants... Should a doctor be with healthy people all the time? No. A doctor should be with sick people. And Jesus was with sinners.
Then why are you always in the Diamond Club? Get out and be with the real people.
Those aren't real people?
It's not Jesus.
Why? Just because they have money, they're not real.
Jesus would go out.
You're a bad person.
Jesus would go out and sit where there's less money.
Didn't Jesus wreck shop in that church because money lenders and was going on? Didn't he just turn over tables and stuff?
Tax collector.
Wait a minute. Since when is Dyken Park a church?
Tax collector. It's the church of baseball. What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? You know how many World Series games have been played in there?
You two are blasphemous.
I'm not blasphemous. You suggested that St. Peter brought the patriarchy to heaven.
You don't know.
You don't know if he likes women.
Yes. What? How am I blasphemous? What?
Read your Bible, dummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can find their people too.
Mm-hmm. You don't know. All right. Time to. I do know something about Billy Brown. I do know that Billy Brown is the best damn plumber that I've ever known. I haven't known a lot of plumbers in my life. They're usually kind of shady. Billy, not so much. No. Billy is actually a really good guy, a fun guy. Billy's like us. He's got a very successful company. He is really, really. He's got guys out on the street, and it starts at the top. It's Billy, okay, and he's got a philosophy about the way that you do business, the way you go about it. When his guys show up at your house, they're not going to charge you, okay, and just say that's not how it works. If they can't help you, they just leave. If they can't help you, guess what? Get a quote and see if get another quote and see if Billy's is better. And I'm going to tell you this: Billy's probably going to be better. Probably going to be better because they give you a square deal. They gave me a square deal, Lance. They give you a square deal.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for is you want your AC people, your car repair people, and your plumber to be honest people. Listen, John's got an AC guy he can speak for. I know a car place that I really trust, but of all of them, my plumber and John's plumber is the best. And Aqueduct Plumbing Company treats Houstonians the way they deserve to be treated. They get out there quickly. They get the work done for you professionally. It's done right the first time. It's done with fair pricing. And they're just very, very trustworthy and transparent. And when you go to Aqueduct Plumbing Company, you'll see the ratings and the reviews are very, very high because they're just great at what they do. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Big jobs, small jobs. Make sure they're the first phone call. Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Man, oh man, oh man. The New York Post story today, the best pizzerias in the world. A body of voters selected by the made up 150 industry professionals, food critics and journalists, 362 pizza chefs. And they couldn't vote for colleagues or themselves from 60 different countries. This pizza from the number one, Massianelli. Massanielli in Caserta, Italy. Holy cow. You want to talk about a good-looking pizza. Wow. Palermo's isn't on there for some reason. A couple of New York pizzerias are in the top 25. But you don't get to a U.S. pizzeria until 17.
Seven of the pizzerias ranked in the list of the top 50 in Italy are located in Caserta.
Really?
Yep. I'm just reading through it. It's renowned for its pizza, particularly Francesco's Martucci's E. Massanielli Pizzeria, which has been ranked among the world's best.
Yeah.
While Naples is famously the... Oh, they say they got a lot of pineapple. They're famous for their pineapple pizza.
Oh, get that. Beat it.
I'm just kidding.
Franco Pepe. Pepe and Grani in Colosso, Italy.
Hey.
The number one U.S. Una Pizza. Napolitana.
Pizzeria Uno. There it is.
Una.
And Cece's.
The macaroni and cheese pizza from Cece's made the list?
Yep.
And what about the taco pizza?
The taco pizza is up there in the top 10.
Awesome.
The buffalo chicken pizza at Little Caesars is 6.
That spicy pepperoni at Cece's hits.
What about Shaq's pizza?
The Shaq-a-roni?
The Shaq-a-roni.
Oh, the Shaq-a-roni.
Obviously top 40.
The Shaq-a-roni.
Oh, my God. This one with ham and egg. Do you see this one?
No, we don't.
Ham and egg?
Ham and egg pizza.
I mean,
pizza.
I'd eat it, but I'm not putting egg on the pizza. That's northern, right? Where's the egg on the pizza is which part of Italy? That's northern Italy?
I don't care.
Or southern. I can't remember.
Wherever. That looks awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Scared pizza on the radio.
And maybe you want something that came out of a chicken's poo-poo to put on your egg.
Wait, isn't the egg that came out of chicken's poo-poo?
Yeah, well, the chicken is going to put some things on your pizza. You just sit and take it. You'll be fine.
Racist, doing an Italian accent. Racist.
No, we can do any accent like this. This also
really?
A Greek accent.
What about pizza in China? How's that go?
Hey, you like a pizza in China?
That's
like that.
That's how it goes.
By the way,
actually, there are 3 Japanese in the top 25.
Japanese pizzas.
What are the toppings?
You know, so we may be. I may be going to Tokyo. Nope.
That's not a topping.
I may be going to Tokyo for my wife's during the combine for my wife's last marathon, the 6th marathon. And if we go, I'm hyped because I've always wanted to go to Japan. But the second thing is, I do. It's like
he's always wanted to go.
It's a great culture.
Since Shogun came out.
Before then, since. Fast and Furious 2.
Okay.
But
same reasons, though.
But, no, the food is supposed to be off the charts great. I love the Japanese gardens, you know, where you can do, you know, the nice little bonsai trees and everything like that. People not as lippy, I guess, in a way.
You think you're going to be able to walk through and be treated a certain way because you're an American?
I hope so.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like that's happening in other countries right now. They're getting water thrown on them.
How will they be able to tell he's American?
Bleach squirted in their face and eyes with water guns. Well, it's not great for Americans right now in other countries.
Apparently, Russian spies knew American spies were around because Americans always like to lean on stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Where did you hear that?
I was.
That's true.
Americans lean on everything, so they knew, okay, that's an American. So Lance, who likes to lean on things to scratch his back like a bear, that'll be a way for them to tell.
I mean, I could do a Russian like a they would think I was Russian.
But are you
going to
stand straight up or are you going to lean on stuff?
Leaning on stuff.
Yeah, they're going to see you're an American.
I'm a leaner, too. As a matter of fact, my wife was – I mean, I just find anything. My wife's shopping and I just find anything to lean on.
That's my tell. That's why we've got such bad posture in our country. I'll admit it. I'm sitting there like – playing Brick Blaster or whatever this is, Block Blaster, on my phone. I'm like, look at me. I'm just leaning over. I need to sit up straight when I'm playing games on my phone for hours. I remember before that, I used to get stuff done. Now I just have to wait till draft season where I'm forced into it. Torn labrum. Can't even play disc golf right now. It's terrible.
We got like a deflated ball and football in here, and he picked it up to try to throw it. Like mimic throwing it, and he immediately grabbed at his shoulder.
You know what? I went and saw the orthopedic. She's like, "Yeah, you can." She goes, "Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do." I'm like, "I can? Is it going to get worse?" She goes, "I mean, it's just how much pain you can tolerate." I'm like, "Well, this isn't the answer I wanted."
That
this
is
going to go away.
Is your doctor Dana Brown?
Well,
she's found. Yeah. She ended up.
Hey, Jordan, get in there. Take some swings.
Hey, could you do an MRI on this? Oh, we actually found a small fracture in your clavicle. Oh, I thought I just had a torn. Yeah. We did initially. The X-rays didn't show anything initially.
Well,
by the way, for those who don't know, Jeremy Pena, they found a small fracture in his rib, so he is on the injured list, and John put him out until after the All-Star game. Dana said, you never know. Dana said, you don't know. We don't. I mean, maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't. We don't know. He could come back. Who makes it back first, him or Christian Javier?
Jeremy.
Jeremy or Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan went to take some live batting practice. So Jeremy or Jordan. I'm actually going to say Jordan.
Same time.
Oh, you know what? That's a good one. Actually, you could be right.
Right after the All-Star break.
What's the All-Star game this year?
The 13th, the 15th. They'll be back like the 17th or 18th.
So we're off for All-Star weekend. That's when there's a national holiday for those 3 days.
Yeah, we probably won't work.
There's a national holiday for All-Star weekend?
Yeah. Trump made it, yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, we don't have to work the day before.
For sports talk.
Yeah, for sports, only for sports talk. The day before, the day of, and the day after.
I don't know if Summer League is going to be in action. There's some. You can talk about that.
You're not supposed to do Summer League on the day of the All-Star weekend.
Here's a little update for you. The New York Times says the Rockets will continue to work on finding Cam Whitmore a new home via trade.
I bet.
Oh, shock. Yeah. I can't believe how many people actually thought, I don't know, I think Cam Whitmore. This really changes. Cam, I could see him getting
like
another
to see
shot.
Cam
with the
here and being our backup two
we
guard.
All
yes.
Watched the video. You know who wouldn't want that?
Cam. Ain't looking to be some
Cam
backup
ain't looking
two
to
guard.
Sit here.
Guess what? You got no choice. We drafted you. No one else wanted
guess
you.
Guess what? Ime doesn't want to play him. It's a two-way mode.
Yeah,
they
both want
a
separation.
I know. Ime's like, get this off my bench with his.
You can't see it, but Lance is laid out.
This is what Cam looks like late in game.
Head rolled back like he's passed out.
Like he's a complaining high schooler.
Cam wants out. They probably be better off without him
Trust
around.
Me.
Let him go spread his wings someplace else.
Trust me, it's a mutual. It's a mutual
parting of the ways.
Parting of the ways. Yeah, he's never going to be. Cam Whitmore is never coming back. You saw the answer at the end of the year.
Yeah,
I didn't need to. I saw it three times. I'm like, man, this is. Not.
People thought, look how fortunate we were that he fell. Cam doesn't believe he's a 20-something pick,
bro.
He
bravo.
Thinks he's a lottery guy.
He and Cam need to make up. That relationship is dead. Number one, Cam's got that attitude. Like he had it. They told you he had it in college. Then he had it at the summer league, or in the interviews. Then he had it with the Rockets in year one. Then it got bad in year two. I don't know what happened because he was catching. Like, you know, before the trade deadline, some girl from New York was, Rockets are stupid. They should have traded him before the trade deadline. And I told her, I said, ma'am, are you aware how much Cam was playing? He was in the full-on rotation. They had, I think it was Amen was out at that particular time. And then either Fred or Amen. Cam was playing like 22 to 24 minutes a game. He was scoring points. Cam was in the rotation. Something happened at a practice or behind the scenes or whatever where Cam got in a doghouse and then he was poof. The last 2 months, that was it. And something happened behind the scenes. And Ime's not going to play that. And you know what? Good for Cam getting a chance to go somewhere. He's a talented player. He obviously is not happy on this team. Obviously, Ime Udoka doesn't think he fits the culture. You know, just move on. I don't think you're going to get a lot. He'll either be part of another trade or you'll get maybe a second rounder for him. I don't think you even get a first rounder. Maybe you get a first round pick, maybe, but his contract's coming up too. So that's not ideal to trade a first rounder and have to make a second, you know, give him a second contract.
I'm watching a video of a soccer game, and everybody's wearing boxing gloves.
Oh, I've seen that one, yeah.
How awesome is this? You don't have to – if somebody comes near you when you got the ball or don't have the ball or whatever, you
can
just start punching them in the face.
You can punch anytime you want, I've noticed.
Yeah.
I watched that video a couple times, and it's you don't only fight people who have the ball. You fight anytime.
Anybody who's in your
way.
And
the shirt and the skins are really beating the piss out of the shirts.
Right. I mean, that
it's
one
a
dude,
bad mismatch.
He was the number one pick, this one guy.
Yeah.
He just punches everybody.
He's out there punching. I'm sure that game takes place
in Russia. A skinhead.
Like the Russian games, Japanese games are typically more individual punishment for one person. The game show games. And it usually involves something on your privates where you get smacked or hurt somehow. The Russian games and Polish games, when you see Russian teams or Polish teams, you see the Eastern European communist bloc or formerly communist bloc countries, you typically see it's going to be some type of fighting. They're finding new ways to fight each other. I've seen it on top of a shipyard where there's that ship. Have you seen that one, John, where the two guys fist fight on top of a ship?
Yeah, and then
it falls. They fall off into the water.
Right.
There's the one where it's five-on-five fighting. And then as soon as one guy goes down, then the other guy just goes and jumps on another. Like, as soon as your guy goes down on your team, your entire team gets eradicated. Because then it turns into two-on-one and then three-on-one, and it's just a beating. So that one's out there. And then
awesome.
The team fighting, and then what else? Oh, you just said soccer fighting. That's a new one.
Yep.
Oh, have you seen – and we've seen basketball fighting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where you just punch every – yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No, that's good. That's good sport right there. You add a
– have you seen the seatbelt fight? Have you seen the car fighting?
No.
Oh, no, Google, there's two that you need to see. Phone booth fighting and car fighting where guys – where as soon as they say go, they start punching each other. I think they're in seatbelts initially. And the two guys next to each other start fighting. And maybe there's no seatbelts. And then there's another one in a phone booth where two guys are just throwing haymakers in a small phone booth. It is violence personified. You have to watch that one. Phone booth fighting. And it will pop right up. And you'll see, like, okay, this is clearly Russian. Here it is. Phone booth boxing is wild.
That is awesome. That's just good, clean fun. Good, clean fun for the whole family. All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, so don't you go anywhere. But first, we got a little Top Dog Fireworks.
Top Dog Fireworks says, come on in, boys. Let's make it happen. Or ladies, whatever the case may be. We're talking about 14 locations around the city of Houston. And Top Dog, look, 4th of July is coming up. Right now, you've got to take advantage of this buy one, get one free wall that they have. While supplies last, they've got a ton of different buy one, get one free options for you. Go take advantage of it today. Go enjoy fireworks for 4th of July, but get the most bang for your bucks. If you spend $250 on fireworks, you're going to receive a reward while supplies last. But it goes further than that. Every Top Dog Fireworks location, all 14, are going to have a winner of a fireworks assortment valued at over $450. And everyone who enters is going to have an opportunity to win the grand prize, which is the Top Dog Beast assortment valued at $1,100. All you have to do to enter is visit one of the 14 Top Dog Fireworks locations or visit their website at topdogfireworks.com to complete the entry form. Fireworks. It's so much fun. 4th of July, make sure that you get your hands on your fireworks at one of the 14 locations around Houston. To find a location nearest you, stop in at topdogfireworks.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, I'm going to need a little help from you guys on this one. A monk gunned down a fellow cleric in a temple bathroom because the cleric had a loud phone. It is, okay, here's the monk is from, you tell me how to pronounce this, P-H-U-K-E-T.
Phuket.
What is it?
Phuket.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's been around.
Yeah, Phuket.
Phuket?
Yeah.
Are you sure the accent? What if the accent was on the first syllable?
It's Phuket.
Wait.
What do you mean, what if?
Phuket's not the weird one. There's monks with guns?
Yeah.
That's the weird part to me is like, monks are strapped now, is what you're telling me.
Don't start, no one be
known. Shot a fellow monk at temple this morning.
I mean,
allegedly following months of bullying. Oh, he was being bullied as well.
You respond well?
Yeah, what you
seen that in this country.
Yeah, monks ain't trying to hear all that.
Where? Why do monks have guns now? I didn't know they gave monks guns. I didn't either.
I don't know who's. I don't know who's. I don't know if there's an authority that hands out guns to monks. I think that guy just went and got a gun and said enough.
Yeah,
that's it.
Enough. Enough of you.
Monks, but don't monks have to stay there and they have to be quiet?
Well,
if
you're being bullied, apparently the rules don't apply anymore.
Yeah.
So, well, he says this. He went to the bathroom without locking the door and played something loudly on his phone. It irritated me. So I took the gun from my room, shot him, and reloaded another six rounds.
Well, that's not exactly bullying. Playing music too loud.
Well, apparently there was more than just playing the loud music. Okay.
Final straw was the music.
Yeah.
He had had enough.
Maybe the other
so
guy.
So you guys are sure.
Put your bald head ass. Yeah. What if he said that? You too.
You bald headed.
It ain't just me. So look at your sorry ass monk ass.
It's Phuket.
Yeah, it's Phuket.
Yes, it's Phuket. Just like it's Nick Kurtz. Yes. Phuket, Nick Kurtz. Yes.
Phuket's been out there for a while.
It has been?
Yeah.
Okay. I pronounce it different, but okay.
How do you pronounce it, John?
I put the accent on the first syllable.
No, but go ahead and pronounce it.
Phuket.
Phuket was once known as Tai Lung.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I think it's Phuket.
You know gotcha. What?
Everybody, Phuket.
Mm. Mm.
You kind of
China, apparently.
Of course.
Apparently, China has humanoid robots that play soccer.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Don't like it.
And they're more popular than the human game.
I can see it.
I don't like it,
I can see it. You have people who are more interested in e-gaming than actual real
Yeah, they rather watch someone play video games than watch sports.
It's actually not that
surprising. Well, and their Chinese men's football team hasn't been great lately.
No.
So, apparently, they've won over fans at Beijing. And it is more pop. Do you think that American robots would be more popular than our USMNT?
Well, it depends on the players. Like right now, Christian Pulisic's popularity isn't very high, so an American robot version of him probably would have a higher Q rating. But hey, let's look at these young guys. If they win the Gold Cup, maybe things will flip. But
well, these don't look. They just look like robots.
No, you just put a number 10.
The same.
I know you just put a number 10 on the on the jersey,
you.
And that's the Pulisic character. I'm sure that guy would win a poll over the current live version of Pulisic.
I mean, can we get off Christian Pulisic? I mean,
sorry,
he's trying his best.
That's a problem. People don't think he's trying enough because he's not available for this tournament.
Yeah, but does this tournament matter? Really?
Not particularly. But it was supposed to be the last chance these guys could get together for the World Cup. So people were placing importance on it. Turns out the guys who are going to play in the World Cup didn't think it was that important.
Apparently in the Honduras, there's a hospital where most of the time the emergency ward is treating gang members for machete wounds. Well, they had another problem. A quiet patient with a flesh-eating worm hidden inside her is causing quite the stir. Do you want to go to a hospital with a man-eating screwworm inside one of the patients?
Sounds like the beginning of an apocalypse. No, I don't want to go there.
I know.
That's the origin story for the end of society.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be a part of that. Keep my distance. I know it'll get to me at some point, but stay away as long as you can.
It's called a New World screwworm, a tiny parasite that has recently reemerged in Central America and Mexico. And it's getting close, okay?
Well,
it's moving. It's moving up. Moving on up.
Canada's like, not so bad to be up here now, is it?
Oh, yeah. That's
distance.
Why we're,
give me some
that's
distance.
That's why we're annexing you.
I just don't think that's happening.
No. I don't think people talk
like
about, yeah, I don't think you know how the voting block would then turn. When it comes to the amount of representatives they would have, I don't think you'd like it.
Probably not. And I don't know. I don't know. All I know.
Do you really want someone?
They only get two senators. So.
Do you really want someone from Saskatchewan determining what happens here? Do you really want Manitobans?
I'm not sure we're giving them the vote, but okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure.
What do you think is going to happen?
We just get two. They get two
Trust
Senate
me,
seats. That's it.
Some people like Canada. So Some people are just told, don't like Canada now. Oh, I hate you, Canada. What do you hate Canada for? Oh, no.
I was told to.
Just hate Canada now. That's what they said.
Oh, you know what they did to us?
They beat us in hockey.
They retroactively put tariffs on us.
They beat us in hockey.
They beat us in hockey. That's the only reasonable reason not to like Canada, because they beat us in hockey.
They did
in championships, world championships. They don't beat us in NHL hockey.
No. Yeah.
And they just won a
they just
NBA
can't
championship.
Win in NHL hockey. We kicked their ass.
They won an NBA championship.
With their players.
It's true.
Chet's kind of Canadian.
He's not. Shea actually is Canadian.
So is
Lou Dort.
Oh, by the way, Shea got a big extension, 70 a year.
Yeah. This is crazy. This is the highest American contract ever, right?
What do you mean? Per year for a player?
Year? Yeah.
Shohei.
For an American sport?
Shohei.
AAV? Shohei's wasn't even this high.
Is he making 70 a year?
No, 70. His AAV wasn't.
Yeah, he's getting 68.
First of all, he's not getting anything.
He's making 70 a year.
No, he was not making that because he doesn't get it. There's no money. Shea is actually going to get it. Shohei will get his money over the course of about 30 years.
That is true. It's down to 46 with that.
Yeah. Right. So it's not even close. This has got to be the longest.
Yep, this is the biggest. The biggest. Shea gets the biggest. And a Canadian gets it, too. Not even American.
Aren't you disgusted by that?
Not even
a Canadian gets it.
A Canadian gets it.
Rotten Canadians.
Yeah.
I'm more bothered.
He probably speaks French.
I don't know that. I'm more bothered that Jaylen Brown's a top five salary guy for reasons. But the fact that Shea, a Canadian, now MVP of the league, finals MVP, champion, and now the highest salary of all time in the NBA, disgusting. Maybe if our best athlete started playing basketball,
gross,
we'd be better off.
Gross. All right, we're done.
Did he do top dog? Yeah, I just talked about him.
Yeah, he talked about him.
That's what I thought. So we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye, bitch. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.